G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016. About to kick it off after what was a so-so week last week. Couple got there, couple not so well, couple by the skin of our teeth.
Absolutely, and thank Christ this is the last of the weeks where there's buys involved. We can't get rid of these ones soon enough, I reckon.
Found
a couple this week. I think we're a chance this weekend, unlike last weekend, which was bloody awful for most of the footy.
If they had have tried to basically over the three bye weeks put together as many ordinary games of football when they were doing the scheduling at the start of the year as possible, I don't think they could have got any closer than they did.
Oh, absolutely.
We're lucky to have one, like, match of the round is legitimately the only game of the round that you prepared to watch at the
moment. Yep, absolutely. People were worried last week about the crowd sizes. Did you actually look at the schedule?
Yeah.
Who in their right mind would have gone to half those games?
Yeah, exactly.
I think they'll all be back on deck in a week from now. But in the meantime, we kick things off Thursday night at Subiaco with West Coast and Essendon. Talk about a bludger of a game to start. Mm. Eagles laying a bit over 12 goals. Total points line mid-180s.
We've harped on this pretty much every week in one shape or form. West Coast and their capacity to...
They love killing bad sides.
Killing bad sides. They love getting it done in front of their home crowd. 12 goals is a lot to lay, but they've beaten better sides than Essendon by more than that at home this year. I want you to have a chat for a minute before I actually make my mind up as to whether to do this. It is a really big line.
I marked it the Eagles minus 80. They've covered 15 in the last 16 at home as favourites more than three goals. 11 in the last 12 as favourites more than five goals. Bombers covered two of their last nine on the road. It's a shitload of goals and there'll be too much junk time in this game for me to bet.
Mm.
But you couldn't possibly take the plus. I think it's a minus or a stay out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the only way I'm leading. I'm just whether or not I'm prepared to get on it. I mean,
it's a no for me.
Yeah. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna play the minus in this one. I think West Coast will win pretty comfortably.
Well, you'll be live most of the game because even if they're only six or seven goals up halfway through the fourth, they love bloody turning it on when the other side just packs it in for the night.
Yep. No, we'll get into that.
Friday night, we're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Richmond. Port laying three goals or a fraction over, depending on where you're shopping. Total points line mid-180s.
It looks just about right for me. Port Adelaide set to get a couple back this week. I think Honch comes back in, which will certainly stiffen up their back half. Both sides are just going at the moment.
Yep.
I mean, if you take probably Dustin Martin out of that Richmond side, they'd be lucky to have a win this year. To be honest, they definitely would have lost to Gold Coast. They would have lost.
Carlton round one.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's playing really good footy at the moment. Port at home and not probably quite playing the football they'd like. It's not been the fortress that they'd want it to be. Both sides, as I said, they're just going. It's pretty hard to get a gauge on what they're actually bringing to the table at the moment. And when you've got that both sides of the ledger, that's probably enough for me to steer clear.
Yeah, I'm with the plus here. I think it's too many. I don't particularly trust Richmond, but we had the same conversation about Carlton and Port a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't think Port are any good. No. They're in that weird 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 group. Port, Richmond, Melbourne, St Kilda, Carlton, Collingwood.
Yeah.
I'm unconvinced that any of them are much better than any of the others.
Yeah.
And home field's not worth three goals.
That's fair.
The other thing I'm actually keener on here is the under. Both sides trend pretty strongly to the under in twilight or night games. Last two between these sides have been night games outdoors, and they've totaled 152 and 119. You can get 185.5. I'm going to step into that.
Sweet.
Saturday afternoon, we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Saints. Suns laying about half a goal, total points line about the 190 mark.
Yeah, well, I was a bit surprised to see this one, even though it is a Gold Coast home game. St Kilda knocked off premiership favourites last week. You don't do that if you're not a quality side.
They nearly beat Hawthorn. They nearly beat North.
Yeah, it's just whether or not they can get it done against the teams that they should beat, which has probably been their Achilles heel a little bit this year. But the Gold Coast were a lot better last week. They played pretty good footy against Hawthorn for the most part, but they're... they're very reliant on their one or two key forwards to take strong grabs, and I just don't see them getting, like, Hawthorn were probably only really in second gear for a lot of that game, and they got some pretty good quality ball through the middle of the ground, which allowed them to hit up those forwards. And St Kilda have got a very manic style of press, where they work really hard without the football. So it's going to be a lot of contested footy, and I'm just not sure that's the way Gold Coast like to go about it. They
No,
seem
they
to
don't.
prefer the bruise-free type of game on the outside, and they're missing a bit of grunt. And I was really surprised they started favourites in this game after
So
everything we've seen all over the course of the year.
you're
So
with the plus?
I'm absolutely with the plus.
I'm absolutely with the plus as well. St Kilda, in addition to everything you said, won the head-to-head game at Metricon last year by 5 goals. St Kilda don't jump favourites terribly often, but they've covered 3 of their last 4 when they have, so they are good in games where they're expected to be there or thereabouts. Both sides, if you think about over the last 2 years, when the line's been less than 2 goals either way, again, because they're both terrible sides, this doesn't happen terribly often. But Gold Coast have only covered 2 of their last 6 in that situation, St Kilda 6 of their last 9. I thought, at a neutral ground, I think St Kilda are at least 3 or 4 goals better than the Gold Coast. So up there, I had them marked at least a 1 goal favourite, and I'm happy to take 3.5 as the plus.
Beautiful.
Second of the Saturday games, and it's the twilight game at the SCG, Sydney and the Western Bulldogs. Unequivocally the round match of the round. Not that it's got a great deal to beat.
No.
Sydney laying 3 goals or a fraction under, depending on where you're shopping. Total points line, low to mid 170s.
I've found it really hard to get a bet in this game as well.
I found two.
Well, you're a fucking maniac, mate. I don't know what's going on.
Almost going to run you down on turnover this year.
You might just. I'm a little bit gun shy at the minute. I've been crook, mate. So you need to give me a spell. Look, I haven't had a great track record with the Dogs this year. Their form is a little bit up and down for mine. The actual margin itself feels about right based on what we've seen. Sydney have got a bit more strike power. The Dogs will get Easton Wood back this week, which really shores them up behind the ball. So makes them a little bit, gives them a bit more potency, I think, because they can sort of play that intercept role and free up another to be a bit more creative from behind the footy. But yeah, look, they just haven't been scoring, the Dogs this year.
Yeah, and
And
that's where I'm at in this game.
that's what I'm thinking. The minus is possibly in play, because Sydney, even and we've seen it in the game against Melbourne in the wet, where it was a real dogfight. They still managed just to kick those 2 or 3 goals a quarter. They make the most of their opportunities,
They
and
did the same thing
they
against West
just
Coast in the rain.
and they grind, they just grind wins out by just contest after contest. They play really strong contested footy, which is obviously the Western Bulldogs' strength as well. But I think Sydney have probably just got a bit more potency to actually get it done. I think I've talked myself into the minus here, but you go and then I'll confirm.
I'm both minus and under for all the
Yeah.
reasons we went through. I don't think the Dogs have got a score in them at the SCG against Sydney. Sydney up there, granted it was pissing down rain at the time, but they beat Melbourne 80 odd to 40 odd. They beat West Coast 88-49. They beat GWS 93-68. I had this game marked. I had it marked 95-70 Sydney. So I think it's a 25-point line and a 165 total.
Yep.
You can get low 170s and you can get 16.5, and I'm happy to have both.
I'll take 16.5.
There we go. We move to Saturday night, and we're at the MCG for Carlton and Collingwood. Carlton getting about half a goal start. Total points line mid 170s.
I'm gonna, Normally, I would run 100 miles from this game just because I couldn't possibly bring myself to cheer for either of these teams.
Oh, you don't have to watch it. You just check the
No, you
score
just check the
afterwards and
score
cheer for
after
your
the
wallet.
game. No, cheer for the wallet, that's right. Look, I think Carlton are going better. I think Carlton are going better at the moment and probably deserve to be favourites in this game head to head. I'm not sure what Collingwood have done
Not
to
bloody much.
deserve
They beat
favouritism by
Freo
any
on the
stretch.
road. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, everyone's done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Did Essendon do that? No, that
they went over to Subi and got absolutely trolled.
No, all right. So that's a little drive-by. Sorry. Carlton and Collingwood. Carlton should definitely be favourites in this game. I think at the moment, their output, their defensive structure, and their defensive mechanisms, they probably deserve to be 2 or 3 goal favourites. So I'm very happy to take any sort of head start.
I'm the same. For all the reasons you outlined. We went through this a couple of weeks ago. It's amazing to think Carlton are a vaguely trustable and consistent conveyance these days. And Collingwood are absolutely not that.
That's the Bolton factor, you know.
Yeah.
And you present a scenario to a team that's been whipped and lambasted from pillar to post, present a scenario to them where they can gain some pride in their performance if they stick to some key factors and work rate and ethic. And they've bought into that, and you can see it. And they are a consistent football team.
Yeah, even last week, I mean, I took GWS minus 7 goals, and thankfully they did the job pretty comfortably in the end. Carlton were all right.
Yeah.
And they were pretty competitive for most of it. It wasn't that they were that bad in the third and fourth quarter. It's just that GWS actually put the foot down.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were a lot better in that game than Collingwood were against Freo, which was fucking horrible.
Yeah, agreed. Couldn't agree more.
Although Dane Swan taking over the Collingwood Twitter account was fun for a while.
Did he?
Yep.
No, I didn't see
it. It was unequivocally the highlight of the night, and it had roughly nothing to beat.
Beautiful.
Our one game on the Sunday afternoon, another one of these great features of only having 6 games, is bugger all to do on Sunday. Melbourne and Adelaide at the MCG. Demons getting about 3.5 goals, and total points line around the mid-180s.
Yeah, look, it's another tough game. I mean, We've at various times espoused our satisfaction with what Melbourne's brought to the table this year. They're a bit more attacking team and a bit better to watch. The Crows are a really good
team. They're ominous at the moment,
aren't
they?
Yeah, they're going really, really well. They're incredibly healthy. There's no real weak links in the way they go about it. Melbourne's strength at the moment is probably their midfield depth. Funnily enough, it's not something that we probably thought we'd ever say. So they could possibly get the edge on Adelaide there, but I don't see Melbourne scoring all that heavily against the Crows, and the Crows are, they can just put numbers on, and I think Melbourne will be found out as to where they actually stand at the moment, and that's probably 18 months off where they need to be as a football team in terms of their development.
And they have been found out by some good sides already this year.
And the Crows are right there, and they'll be wanting to put in a good performance after the last couple of weeks where they've been a little bit flat. So, I expect the Crows to put them to the sword, and 3.5 goals probably not going to be enough.
Yeah, pretty easy lay down here for me. I thought, given the home field advantage, if you flip that around, it's about five. The line would be about 5 goals at a neutral venue, about 7 goals in Adelaide. I think that's about right. I don't want to lay it, but by the same token, the way the Crows are going at the moment, I certainly don't want the points. And the Crows are just one of those sides, if they get going, any numbers capable of going up on the board. Slight lean the plus, but I've got no great interest, and I've already got 6 bets, so there's absolutely no need to get involved
here.
There you
go.
So total of 4 here for me. Tigers at the plus, unders in the Port Tigers game, St Kilda at the plus, Sydney at the minus, and the under in that same game, Carlton at the plus.
Well, we're bloody going all out this week. I've got 5, so 6 games, we've got 11 bets between us, which is just about unheard of, but I've got West Coast at the minus, got St Kilda at the plus, Sydney at the minus, Carlton at the plus, and Adelaide at the minus.
There we are. Good luck and good punting, folks.